All right. Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you, and happy February. Happy 1st of February. Amen. Feliz domingo por la mañana y feliz enero. Pastor Suzanne Patricia, we want to welcome you to a new beginning, Febrero. Febrero. Let me get it right. It says we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church at a Big Band, a church you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God, and we have a passion for souls. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. We want to welcome all our NBC families, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Just be like a little sponge, you know, and just soak all the word up. Amen. I'm sorry you didn't get anything. Your neighbor on your left, on your right, behind you said, hey, I got it all. You know what? Because I came hungry, and I was ready for receiving. Amen. And I'm just going to soak it all up. Amen. Praise God. You can sit there and just have an attitude and say, you know what, that was not for me. I was just here to play church, you know. I want to meet my quota and get out of here because, you know, how the game's going to start. Well, we got to pray for you and we got to get you saved. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárense a servir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to continue with let God arise. You have to let Him arise. He wants to rise up, you know. Here's the thing is, we can't limit Him. We try to put limits on ourselves. This world try to limit you. But you know what? We can't limit God. If you're going to cast it on Him, give it to Him, let Him arise completely, totally. That's what He wants to do. But if you don't let Him say, wait a minute, we don't do it this way, then you got to get yourself out of the way. And this is, you know, Christianity is about having relationship and letting Him have His way. Religion is having man-made rules and trying to limit God and say, wait a minute, we don't do it that way here. We do it our way. That's right. You do it your way, and guess what? You're powerless. Yes. But when you let Him, you're going to have all the power you need. Because God is with you. And greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm blessed already. Leave a new person. Lord's not finished with you. He has greater plans for you, and none of them include defeat. Don't let the world, don't let nobody limit you on what God wants you to do. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So who are they to try to limit you and hold you back? I'm not letting nobody hold me back. Submit yourself to God. You resist the devil and anything that's coming against you. Amen. Here's the thing. Be available to Him. Let go and let God. He wants you to be a participator, not a spectator. Too many people just want to spectate and sit on the side and tell you how it's supposed to be. No, be a participator. Get involved. You know what? I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. But you know what? He says, let go and let God. He wants to lead you and guide you. All we need to do is just surrender totally to Him. Amen. And press on. Okay, Lord. I don't know, but you know. Know who you are and whose you are. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. We had church. Know who you are, how you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. See yourself the way He sees you. I tell you this all the time. See yourself the way He sees you, not the way the world sees you. The world says you ain't good enough. The world says you're not qualified. The world says you can't do. But Jesus says you can do all things through me because I strengthen you. I will strengthen you. I'll give you the strength. I'll give you what it takes for you to press on. Amen. So let's remember that. See yourself the way He sees you. How does He see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. And we see yourself as a winner in Christ. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Man, we've had church. Thank you, Lord. I got a few nuggets I want to read at you. But before that, let's make this declaration together. Grab your sword, soldier of God. And let's make this declaration together. Amen. Praise God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be set free. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm free. Amen. Nobody's going to hold you back. Unless you hold yourself back. Nobody can defeat you unless you allow yourself to be defeated. Because greater is He that is in you. Amen. Hallelujah. I read this to the church a few minutes ago. I'm going to read it to you. Be listening. Amen. Open your heart. Open your spirit. And let the word of God come in and set you free. Amen. Praise God. It says, let God arise and let His enemies be scattered. Be alert. Be prepared. Next time Satan comes to you with cares, fears, doubt, unbelief, and condemnation, he attacks every one of us. Amen. But if you stand your ground and take authority, man, you're going to tell him where to go. He says, submit yourself to God. You resist him, and he's got to flee. He's got to go. He said, you know, he's got to go somewhere else. Amen. They've been speaking the wrong things, and guess what? They just open the door for the enemy and just walk in. You don't have to knock those doors down. The door is wide open. He just walks in. Be ready to fight back with the word. With what? With the word. Remember this, church. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We're talking about spiritual beings in high places. And the only way to defeat that is by using the word of God. Amen. So speak faith-filled words. In him, we are lifted up from your sins. In him, you are made to sit in heavenly places. In him, you are made the righteousness of God. Let these truths get down in your spirit. Know who you are in him. In him, you have powerful weapons against the attacks of the devil. Once you get the understanding of who you are in Christ, your whole life will be changed. Amen. We start speaking the word of God, you know, our life is going to change. You know, new creature in Christ. You know, people see you and they see the physical you and they say, you're still the same person. But you know what? I had a spiritual birth. I am born again. I'm a new creature in Christ. The old is gone, the new is in. But all they see is the old Jose. But you know what? I'm a new creature in Christ now. I'm not taking back. I'm not taking anything back. It says the old is gone, the new is in. But the enemy and people are going to try to hold the past against you. He says, well, I don't live there anymore. Amen. Those charges were dropped. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. It says the truth will set you free. With him, you win. Amen. With him, you win. So praise God. I got a couple more I want to read at you before we get going. Amen. And it goes like this. And I brought my little sign here with me. And it says, pray more, worry less. Can you see that? It says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's not here yet. Yeah. Amen. Don't worry about next month and next year. Let's talk about this day. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. He says, don't take the worries. Don't take the cares. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So let's deal with today. Amen. It says tomorrow is a new day. It's a new beginning. Let him handle your yesterdays and your tomorrows. Cast all cares on him. See, we keep going to this because that's what the enemy wants to use. He wants to use all these cares, all these fears, all these anxieties on you. It says, cast all cares on him. Let go and let God. Let him do what he does best. Empower you, grace you, lead you, guide you. Let him teach you what to say and show you where to go. He's given you a new day, a new year. This is the new year. So rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm not going to take the cares of tomorrow or the next year or of yesterday. It's gone. Amen. So if you know what, if he forgives and forget, you got to do the same thing. If not, you're going to take the care. And next thing you know, he's going to weigh you down and say, man, I don't feel like going to church anymore. Man, I don't feel like going to work anymore. Man, I don't feel like going out anymore. I don't feel like going around people anymore. Amen. Well, you know what? He's put us here so we can go out and reconcile people back to him. And everywhere you go, there's people. So don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. He says we can do all things through him who strengthens us. Amen. One more and then we'll get started. Amen. It says, his word is my light. Live in the word of God. And you will never have to be in dark again. Let your light shine before him. Build your faith on his word. Renew your mind and commit to him daily. Commit to walk in his word. Let the word be your counsel, your shield, your buckler, your weapon in battle. Let it be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. I will never stumble or fall, for my steps are ordered by your word. Your word is my solid foundation. Amen. Ooh, man. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Amen. We get you saved, we can come back to life, you know. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. So, we're going to be talking about let God arise. Let, that means you have to let Him. He's not going, you know, He made you. You have your own free will. And if you choose not to let Him, He won't interfere with your will to do. You know, He, if you want to stop Him, you can stop Him. You don't have to let Him in. But you got to let go and let Him rise up. Amen. So rise up, number two. And this one, I put that one this morning. It says, let God arise. Let His enemies be scattered. You know, don't take these new enemies. You know, my enemies are His enemies. But you got to give them to Him. Amen. But they come here to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. John 10:10 says, the enemy, the devil, the thief, the robber, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. But Bible says, Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you're not having more abundantly, it's not His fault. It's your fault. Because you got to know the word and speak the truth. And the truth is going to set you free. Amen. So let's remember that. The problem's not with Him. He's in heavenly places. He's in heaven. There's no problems in heaven. We just have to speak the word and start living the way He wants us to live and do what He wants us to do and speak what He wants us to speak. Amen. And when we start doing that and lining up with the word of God, He says, my steps are ordered of God. Amen. And I'm going to have victory because there's victory in Jesus. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. That bless me, bless me, bless me. If it ain't blessing you, again, we got to get you saved. Keep going. It says, don't let the past mistakes keep us from being God's best. And the enemy, people are going to hold these things against you. And they're always going to bring your past up. I don't care if it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years from now, people are still holding. You remember what you did back then? You know, you think God will forgive you? God ain't going to forgive you for that. But the Word of God says Jesus forgives and forgets. You got to do the same thing because you know what? People don't. And they're going to hold it against you. Amen. Don't let past mistakes keep us from being God's best. Amen. And He wants you to do your best. Amen. God gave His best. He gave Jesus. Jesus gave His best. He gave His life. Amen. But we got to give our best, you know. You know when you're giving your best. You know, hey, I used to give my best when I was out partying and doing all kind of stuff, you know, for the world, impressing people. And I was giving them my best. And we come to church, man. Well, when we come to church, and we halfway come to church, halfway dressed, halfway do what we do. And, you know, and that's not your best. Give Him your best. Amen. He gave His best. We got to give our best. It says, stop remembering what God has already forgiven and forgotten. Again, people, enemy is going to use people to bring these things against you. You know, and here's the thing is, you think about it all the time. And what the Bible says, renew your mind with the Word of God. Because He's going to use those thoughts. And He's going to put thoughts there for you, you know. But you know what? What you do is renew your mind with the Word of God. And get those thoughts out of there. It says, you know what? Jesus forgave and forgot that. I confessed it. And it's gone. So I'm not receiving that. So I'm not receiving. Don't receive it. Amen. Let it go. It's forgiven and forgotten. It says, don't judge me by my past. I don't live there anymore. Again, the world people are going to try to pull you back. Man, you striding and you moving on and with Jesus, man. But you know what? They're going to try to stop you every time. And you know what? Here's the bad thing. If you thought about it, delete it right away. Otherwise, if you entertain it, you're going to continue to meditate on it and think about it and think about it until you actually give in and do it. Don't do that. Don't get that far. Just say, wait a minute. I confess that. It's gone. I delete that. Delete, 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 delete. Just like your computer, you know, or your cell phones here. You know where the delete button is at. Get it out of there. Keep going. Don't let the devil or anyone he uses steal your joy, steal your dream, steal your mission God has for you. He didn't put you here to fail. He put you here to succeed. He put you here to win. Amen. So, and you know what? He's got a mission for you. Don't let the world or anybody, any people tell you, you sinned and God can't use you anymore. Remember, Peter denied him what? How many times? Peter denied him 3 times. And Jesus used him mightily to bring people into their souls, into the kingdom of God. So he didn't say, well, Peter, you denied me 3 times, so guess what? I can't use you anymore. He didn't say that. That's not scriptural. That's not in the Word. Jesus used him mightily again. Amen? And he led souls into the kingdom of God. So don't let nobody say, God can't use you anymore. That's not scripture. And so don't receive it. Amen? All right, keep going. Okay, this is going to be, we're going to do a few reviews before we get going. But this is our text right here. Psalms 68, 1 through 3. It says this in the New King James. Says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. Number 2 says, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. And 3 says, but let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. You see, let. It means we got to let him. If you don't let him, you know what? He's not going to force his way. He said he's knocking, but if you don't open the door and sup with him, you know, well, if you open the door, he'll come and sup with you. But if you don't open the door, he's not going to knock the door down, even though he could. But he's not going to violate your will. You have a free will. Amen. So be willing to open up and say, Lord, here, my life is yours. Amen. He gave his best. I got to give him my best. I got to give him my life. Amen. And press on with him. So says, let is an action word. Give God permission. Let go and let God totally, completely. Let him be involved. No limits, no holding back. Amen. You know, when you start thinking for yourself, if you're not renewing your mind, you start thinking, I ain't good enough. I ain't qualified. I can't. That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says you can do all things. And you can say you can put your name there. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, I'm not strong enough. Well, you know what? He'll give you the strength. I can't do this. Yes, you can. Amen. Don't disqualify what God has already qualified. He's called you. He's anointed you. He's equipped you to succeed what it is he wants you to do. Amen. People, jealous people in this world is going to disqualify you because they're not willing to line up with what God wants them to do. So they're going to try to drag you down with them. Amen. So be careful. Let is a powerful word. Involves you, your will, your choice, and your decision. So decide this day. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm going to step out in faith and do what he wants me to do. Amen. So let God arise and cast all cares on him. Start daily with care. Start daily without cares, weights, and press on. You know, when you wake up, just spend a few minutes with him and just say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me overnight. Thank you for this new day you've given me. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Prepare yourselves to receive and prepare yourselves, because once you walk out that door, that world is there for you. And if you're not in him, and if you're not strong in him, guess what? That world's going to have you lunch in a heartbeat. They're going to tell you where to go. And then they're going to say, go to heaven. They're going to say, go to hell. I say, wait a minute. I'm a child of God. I ain't going to hell. Amen. But you got to be prepared, because you fight a spiritual battle. And you know what? If you're not in the Word of God or confessing the Word of God, they're going to have you. Amen. They're going to have you. Don't allow that to happen. 1 Peter 5 and 7 and 8 says, in easy to read version, says, let all worries, all cares, all weights to him. Give it all to him, because he cares for you. Control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy. That's the only enemy you have. Amen. People are not your enemies. Amen. If they're not for Christ, they're going to speak things that are going to hurt you, but they're not your enemies. Enemies using them in the wrong way. Amen. Hey, I was going 100% for the world when I was without Christ. I didn't know any better. And I was going in the wrong way. But it says, the devil is your enemy. And he goes around like a roaring lion, seeking who he may attack and eat. If you're going around confessing the wrong things, he knows who to devour. Because you're going around saying the wrong things, confessing negative things, saying the wrong things. So stop saying them. Amen. Nothing can come out of this mouth unless you allow it to happen. You think about it, but you know thinking about it is not the problem. The problem is once you speak it, you're sowing that seed. And when you sow that seed, if it's bad, it's going to grow in you. It's going to come back at you. So you know what? The best thing to do is say, I don't want that seed in me. So I'm not going to speak the negative thing. I'm going to speak what the word says. And I'm going to speak positive and not negative. You can control what you say. Amen. Don't say you heard zip the lip. Don't let it come out. Don't sow it unless it lines up with the word of God. And you know what? It takes some practice. But you got to be strong in the word. Amen. Before you do anything like that, because before we just let the flesh have its way. And the flesh is going to tell you exactly what they want you to have. Amen. New King James says, casting all care upon him. Uh-huh. Amen. He took it to the cross and it was cast on him, Jesus. So we got to give it back. You don't cast it on him. Give it to him. Cast don't just mean just hand it. Cast means throw it. Yeah. Amen. Throw. For he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he's going around. He's always waiting for you to say the wrong things. And he's going to say, yes, I got him. I got her. Amen. He's listening. But you know what? Say the right things. Don't say the negative things. It's not going to bless you. It's going to hurt you. Amen. So words are seed. Think about that. Words are seed. What do you do with seed? You sow them. You plant them. And when you plant a seed, guess what? It's going to grow. So be careful. You know what? I don't want that in my life. So I'm not going to sow it. I'm not going to plant it. So you know what? All you have to do is don't say it. Don't speak it. You thought about it, but that's not sowing it. Sowing it is when you speak it. Amen. But like the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death, it starts off with death. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the words you speak. So be more selective and say the right things. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says, let God arise big this new year. You know, don't hold him back. Let him rise up big in you. James 4:7-8 says what? Says, keep going. James 4:7-8 says, so then give yourself to God. Stand against the devil and he will run from you. It didn't say walk away or crawl away. It says he'll run from you. Okay? You know what? He may not be afraid of you, but he's afraid of who's backing you and whose you are. And the word is coming from you. Amen? So guess what? He's with me. He says he never leaves me nor forsakes me. Same with you. He says come near or come close to God and he'll come near and close to you. Says, you are sinners, so clean yourself out of your life. Clean sin out of your life. You are trying to follow God and the world at the same time. Make your thinking pure. Again, renew your mind with the word of God. Get the right thoughts in your mind and speak the right things. Amen. Hallelujah. New King James says, therefore, you submit yourself to God. You resist the devil. Some of us keep going to him, say, Lord, do this. Lord, do this. He paid it all at the cross. Amen. So now, you know, get the word of God in you. So when you get the word of God in you, it's got to come out of you. Amen. And speak the word. You speak the word. You take authority. He gave you the authority to do this now. Amen. The greater one is in you. The word is in you. It says you resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinner, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Let's not be double-minded, you know. Bible says, he said he'll take you if you're hot or cold. He says, don't be lukewarm. Don't be double-minded. Don't be trying to please God and the world at the same time. He said he's a jealous God. He don't want that from you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I'm just going to skip some of these words, Carmen. Keep going. Psalms 104 says, enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amplify says, enter his courts with a song of thanksgiving. You don't know what else to say. You can say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, some people say, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, you can raise your hands, lift your hands and say thank you. And everybody know how to say that. Say thank you, Jesus. Enter his gates with a song of thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless and praise his name. Amen. All of us could do that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You don't know what else to say? You can start right there and just say thank you. Have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Praise God. And the next one, 1 Thessalonians 5, 6 through 18 says this, be full of joy. When? Sometimes. Oh, all the time. It says, never stop praying. In everything, give thanks. This is what God wants you to do because of Christ Jesus. New King James, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to skip some of these, Carmen. It says, rejoice and be glad on a daily basis. Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Keep your priorities right with him. Amen. It says, this is the day he has given us. But next one. The next one says, Matthew 6:33-34 NIV says, but seek for what? His kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. The 34 says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. You know, tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Amen. So don't let your worries pile up on you. I said, wait a minute. We got one day at a time. That's a beautiful song. One day at a time. Amen. Just one day at a time. Don't try to put all these other things on you. I'm going to be faithful and I'm going to succeed one day at a time. Amen. And I'm going to seek first him. So when you wake up, you spend time with him. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me overnight. Thank you for giving me a new day to serve you. Amen. And I'm going to press on. Amen. And keep him there. Amen. He is the one and only. He's on the throne. Get yourself off the throne and put him on the throne. Seek him first. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Know who you are. Know that you can do all things through him. New King James says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amplify says, I can do all things which he has called me to do. Who's called you? He called you. Again, he's called you, he's anointed you, and he's equipped you to succeed, not to fail. The world, the enemy in the world is going to try to keep you down. You can't do. You can't qualify. You're not good for this. He says, which he has called me to do through him who strengthens me and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in God's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Amen. So, no, man, when you build yourself up in the Word, nobody can defeat you. Amen. Unless you allow yourself. And you know what? You got to stay connected to the vine. He's the vine, we're the branches. You got to stay connected to the source, your power source. Who's your power source? He is our power source. Man, you got the Word of God in you, man. Nothing can stop you but yourself. Well, you know what? I say it like this, you know. That car that drove you here, that brought you here, is a beautiful weapon. It's a beautiful tool. But you know what? If you don't put no fuel in that car, it could be parked and be useless. It's no good. But you know what? As a child of God, if you're not full of the Word of God, you ain't going to defeat anything. You're going to be defeated. You got to stay full of the fuel, the Word of God in you, so that you can go and do what He wants you to do. So stay full of the Word. Stay full to overflowing. He says, out of your innermost beings are going to flow rivers of living water. Man, you're speaking life, man. You're speaking the Word. And you can't be defeated unless you allow yourself to be defeated. Amen. Praise God. Whew, thank you, Lord. Know that the greater one is in you. You know, 1 John 4:4 says, my dear brothers, you belong to God. And have defeated them, because God's Spirit who is in you is greater than the devil who is in the world. And the New King James says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Know whose you are. You're a child of God. See yourself that way. Nothing can defeat you but yourself. Amen. So, praise God. Says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, this comes to mind. Let's say little David. Little David was going against the world. He was going against the giant. You know, every time you get up and you walk out, if you're not full of the Word, there's giants out there waiting for you. Man, this world, whatever it is, you know, your giants may be different than mine. But there's giants waiting for you. And you know what? Little David was strong in God. He says, when the bear came, when the lion came, God was with me. And I defeated them. Through him, he gave me the strength to do it. And he was not afraid. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. And you know what? When he saw that giant, he said he ran to him. Well, there's giants, your giants are out there waiting for you. But you know what? When you got the greater one in you, you can run to them. Because you know you can defeat them. God has already defeated them. And what you're going to use, you're going to get those stones, the Word of God, and shoot it at them. You know, you're going to speak it at them. And those giants got to fall. Amen. Just like Goliath fell, you know. The greater one was in little David. And you know what? You could say this, well, you know, David, whatever. David was a little shepherd boy. And you see yourself small and nothing. Well, the little shepherd boy was to be the next king of Israel. So you may see yourself down and think about yourself as nothing. But when the greater one is in you, you are mighty through God who strengthens you. Amen. That little shepherd boy became the first guy or king of Israel. So you don't know, you know, but when you've got the greater one in you, nothing can defeat you. Them giants is nothing. Amen. You got the Word of God in you, and you're going somewhere to be a blessing for somebody. Amen. So see yourself again. See yourself the way God sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. He sees yourself a king. I'm a king for Jesus, going somewhere to happen for somebody. I'm a blessing of God, going somewhere to happen for somebody. You know, instead of giving, well, I have to give him a piece of my mind. Why don't you give him a blessing? And you know what? When you bless them, they're going to open up and say, man, I want that God you got. Amen. They're going to open up and say, man, I got what you got. I want what you've got. What is it you've got? I've got Jesus. And you can have Jesus too. Some of you watching, some of you listening. You've been running too long. You've been defeated too long. And you don't have to be there anymore. You don't have to be wallowing with the pigs like the prodigal son, man. Man, you scratching with the chickens, man. I don't know where my next meal's coming from. I don't know what is going to happen. Well, you know what? You can have the greater one. All you need to do is repent, confess him as your Lord and Savior, and you know what? He says, get up and press on. He's not going to say, well, you know, you're not good. You got to stand and do this and do this and do this. No. Find yourself a Bible-based church and go. And start getting the Word of God in you and press on, you know, because the greater one is with you now. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What are you letting rise up big in your life this year? Are you focusing your actions and your words and your thoughts on what are you focusing on? You might say, it's hard right now. I've lost my job. I lost loved ones. I have bad health. Somebody did me wrong. Well, you know what? On a daily basis, you can go out and somebody's going to do you wrong. Even in Jesus' days, you know, people said things and did things, you know, wrong in front of him. But you know what? You got to renew your mind. Amen. And let the greater one rise up in you. And let the Word of God come out of you. Not the negative stuff and not the ugly stuff, but be a blessing. Amen. Praise God. It says, magnify him and not the problem. But we turn that around all the time. We're always magnifying the world. We're always magnifying the problems before we magnify him. He's already paid it all. He paid a debt he didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. So you know what? Magnify him. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Amen. See the beauty in each and every day. Not just the ugliness and all the stress and all the worries and all the doubts. Amen. I can't. Just let it go. You give it to him. So, you know, you see what he sees. You know what he sees? He sees hungry people for him. He sees souls waiting to receive him. And that's what we need to see. Man, I haven't used my Jesus glasses. Where are they? I put my Jesus glasses on. And you know what I see? I see people, and I see people with his love and his compassion. When you see people with God's love and his compassion, you're going to lead them to Christ. Say, I ain't got nothing else to give you but Jesus. Amen. And you give Jesus to them. Bring Jesus to them. You walk in his love and his compassion. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can hold you back. Amen. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. What do I have to give? I got nothing but Jesus to give. Amen. I used to give bad stuff. Now I want to give blessings. And I want to give the greater one. Amen. So see yourself again the way he sees you. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Man, we might do a part three because we're not going to finish this. Here's the thing is, have victory in Jesus on a daily basis. Amen. When you fill yourself with him, when you fill yourself with the Word of God, nothing can stop you. And you know what? You're going to have victory and you're going to be victorious on a daily basis. Amen. Because, again, nothing can stop you but yourself. When you start seeing yourself the way the world sees you, and when you start seeing yourself as a nobody, I can't, disqualified, no good, when you start feeding on that and meditating on it, you start feeling it, you're just going to disconnect yourself from the power source. You're going to disconnect yourself from God. Say, no, no, no. Before all that happens, you know, renew your mind with the Word of God and say, man, I'm not receiving this. That don't line up with the Word of God. That's not for me. That's not me. I'm a child of God. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And you know what? Stay connected to the source. I'm not giving it up. Amen. I don't want to be on the losing side. I want to be on the winning side. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord himself will fight for you if you let him. Let God, says, let the Lord. He says, Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Don't mean you got to pull your hair out and do all these other negative things. No. Be calm. Be silent. Don't say a thing. Amen. What he told Lot, he said, Sodom and Gomorrah, man, they was bad. But he says, you know what? I want you to go. And what did he tell you? He says, don't look back. Don't look back. That's all he says. Be silent. Don't look back. Just go. Amen. But you know what? We just want to be looky-loos, you know. Well, his wife wanted to be a looky-loo. And she turned around, and guess what? She turned into a pillar of salt. If he says, don't look back, just keep going. You know, we left the past behind. We don't have to look back. Amen. Let the past go, because the enemy and people are going to hold it against you. But God says, you're a new creature in Christ. You're a new creature in me. So you know what? That's not you. I'm moving on with new things. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. New King James says, the Lord will what? He will fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. You don't have to go defend yourself. He's going to defend for you. Amen. But I had to give him, no. Best thing, be silent. Don't say a thing. Because, you know, foot goes in. Don't. Amplify says, the Lord will fight who? For you. You, scratch you on there and put your name on there. He'll fight for you. You know, don't let nobody say he's not doing anything for you. Yes, he will. He's going to fight for you. Hosea, for you, while you only need to keep what? Silent and remain calm. Keep your peace. Amen. Don't get out of control. Amen. So we're going to close right there. Amen. And man, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Okay. And let's just say we'll probably do part 3 next week. Amen. But anyway, let God arise big this new year. Man, we're already happy February to everybody's watching. We're already in February. We are much ahead now. But let God arise big this new year. You let him. He wants to rise up if we let him. Amen. Says the individual or church body that wants to experience a fresh move of God has got to be willing to say, let God arise and allow him. Let him. Amen. Says, let God arise and let go, church. Quit trying to hold him down. Quit trying to limit him. Amen. Stop putting your limitations on him. Let God's nature, and God's nature is this, to rise up. He wants to rise up. He don't want to stay down. He wants to rise up. The only reason he's down is because we're holding him down. And we're trying to put limits on him. Amen. So let God arise in your life and your circumstances. Let go and let God rise up big this new year. Amen. Praise God. So, church, do you receive? Yes. Hallelujah. I receive too. Those of you watching, you know, this is we're just 1 month into a new year. Let God rise up big in you this year. Amen. And if you haven't accepted him as your Lord and Savior, now is the time. What's holding you? What's keeping you? You. All you need to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. That's all you got to say. Confess him this year as your Lord and Savior. And he's going to come and be your Lord and Savior. But you got to let him. And you got to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So now that you've received him, all you need to do is good. Get yourself a Bible, start reading the Word, meditating on the Word, studying the Word, and get it in you so it can come out of you. Get yourself to a Bible-based church where they study the Word and preach from the Word of God, amen? And start growing and going for Jesus, amen? Let go and let God, amen? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. If there's sickness in your body, he didn't put it on you. There's no sickness in heaven to give you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says it was all put on Jesus at the cross. So the Bible says, by his stripes you're healed. So you know what? I speak to myself all the time. Body line up with the Word of God. By Jesus' stripes I'm well. I'm healed. I receive no sickness in my body. Amen. I receive no malfunctions in my body. Thank you, Lord. And by Jesus' stripes I am well and I'm healed. Amen. So that's what the Word of God says. Anything else? I just confess, be gone in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't receive it. Praise God. Thank God. And it's time to give. Just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, and press that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. Amen. Praise God. God loves you, and we love you. And a happy first day of February. Amen. Praise God.